All right, this is Tom Rue. You're listening to this Saturday afternoon show on WGXC from Wave Farm in Acre, New York, a radio show about radio, and we are tuning in to William Baczynski behind us on a frontier of wires as the background sounds today, and the foreground sounds, we have two folks on the phone, Nadine Thoreau-Copeland and Darren Copeland from the New Adventures in Sound Art, NASA, and the TransX Transmission Art Symposium in Toronto. Can you guys hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Nope. We miss Nadine. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I hear you.
Okay, now we've got you guys both. Thank you guys for calling in today, and I guess you're going to, you've got news about this year's TransX Transmission Art Symposium, but I guess first tell us what New Adventures in Sound Art is and give us a whole kind of overview of the organization.
We've been around since around 2001, 2002, thereabouts, officially speaking. We did have a prehistory before that, but NASA, as we is the short form we go by, is basically we're a presenter of experimental sound art and experimental music, and included in that is radio art and, of course, transmission art. And each year we hold a festival called Deep Wireless, and it's a month-long festival of performances, installations, and so on. And contained within that is a symposium called, as you mentioned, called TransX. And TransX is a place for people to present talks and panels and so on about their work, and also to present performances. And it's a peer-reviewed process where you submit a paper and you or a proposal for a piece, and then some of the greatest minds in radio art will look at it, and they will tell us this is worth presenting, and we'll say, oh, that's great, and we'll present it. And that happens. Everything takes place in May of every year, and believe the dates for the TransX component is the 18th,
22nd to 25th,
the 22nd to 25th of May, and so I think that coincides with the Memorial Day weekend down there in the U.S. So you can have
it's Victoria Day weekend here.
You can have a holiday in Toronto.
Yes, regular the WGXC and Wave Farm listeners have tuned in every year since I can remember to your broadcast, your webcast from Toronto that we pick up and put on the airwaves in the Hudson Valley in New York too.
Yes, and we're very grateful for you doing that, and we hope that listeners there have enjoyed being being a fly on the wall and hearing what's been going on in Toronto.
And this is not just Canadian artists. You have artists from Japan, from Australia, from Europe, all over the world participate.
Yes, it is an international event.
And so the deadline is coming up soon now for what part of the festival?
That's for either papers or performance submissions to the TransX Symposium.
Yeah, February 28th is the deadline for submissions for the TransX Transmission Art Symposium for all proposals of either papers or performances.
And folks should go to naisa.ca. Is that the best place to start?
That's correct. And under opportunities, there's a link called Call for Submissions, and you'll get the TransX Transmission Art Symposium information there.
And I know all the regulations are up there and all the rules and things like that, but what are kind of performances or papers or presentations are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for anything that really discusses or highlights research or ideas around anything to do with transmission art, mobile technology, wireless transmissions, anything that gives a sense of the new technologies and the international transmission activity that's happening. This year we have a theme for the entire year of all of our presentations of undo redo. So if there are anything that also relate to that theme within the transmission art sort of realm, that would work as well. And we've already had some interesting proposals in that realm. Some of them quite Cagean in ideology, so that was quite interesting. Again, like any artist works that use cell phones to transmit the works, internet that's being used in a way to transmit art in a collaborative way, perhaps. Our website also, on the call, you can link to all of the proceedings from last year, and you can get kind of a sense of what we did last year. I think there's about 15 or so papers that we published as part of the proceedings from last year's TransX Transmission Art Symposium.
Go ahead,
The whole gamut of transmission, really, and you can think of that in a very broad sense, really. So it could be, a low power FM, or it could be something that uses Bluetooth, or ways of connecting things, networked based work, so on and so forth.
Do you have any favorite or maybe surprising projects that you could mention in recent years that you've had, or presentations or performances?
Well, it's interesting because this event is certainly one that's not my an area that I personally don't really work in. So I'm always surprised by everything. And I go into it wondering, should we do it again? And every year I go, yes, we should. And it continually evolves and changes. And we have shifted the definition of it and to including all these different forms of transmission, because I think there really isn't, with technology, there is not one single way to do something. And it really does kind of cover the whole gamut. So there is a continual sense of surprise and renewal.
I have to say, one of my favorites was the two times that Tetsuo Kagawa came. They were both part of the Radio Without Boundaries conference, which was the precursor to the TransX Transmission Art Symposium. We decided to revamp the conference and rename it because it seemed that it was more appropriate to include artists' works rather than professional radio producers' works. And we made that switch. But Tetsuo, of course, transcends both sides of the coin, and he gave a presentation at the end of which he performed with four micro radio transmitters. And the performance went for about 25 minutes, and we were mesmerized. And I think we still have it archived. I'm pretty sure we have it. We have a version of it on YouTube, but not that particular version, I don't think. We do have it on our radio station, the NASA radio. Mm-hmm. We've been presenting it. That was the highlight for me. Another highlight was when he built the other things live. And
he built an AM transmitter live in front of the audience.
Yeah.
And he spent about 10, 15 minutes building it. And people were Tetsuo, it sounds kind of strange that you'd say people are at the edge of their seats, but it was true because he has so much as a performer, and his stage presence is so strong that he could scratch his head and you'd be captivated. Not that he's outwardly dramatic, he just has a certain aura or presence about him that is very captivating when it comes to being on stage, And so the smallest things become you know, huge events. It's a real beautiful example of minimalist performance, I think. You know, and so he's always, his visits are always memorable.
And anyone listening that doesn't know, Tetsuya Kagawa is kind of the godfather of micro radio. He's been working with micro transmitters in Tokyo and around the world since the 1970s, and inspirational performer for a lot of people in the radio art world. And generally, you guys have some sort of superstar like that, or Gregory Whitehead, or Anna Friz, or someone like that is usually at the TransX Transmission Art Symposium every year. And tell us about the keynote speakers this year.
Well, this year we have people that are doing interesting things, but are not as historically well known as Tetsuo or Gregory. We have Jessica Thompson, who's a Toronto sound artist, and she does stuff with transmission, but also in other mediums. I think her specialty is mobile audio and in a kind of site specific a kind of public art, well, kind of public intervention performance practice that she has. Well, an example of her work is the Sound Bike, which is a basically a bike that you would rent out at the gallery, and as you pedal around, there's sound is generated from it. But she's done various projects using mobile sound, and where the audience is becomes a performer, a public performer. So, and then the other guest we have is Anya Kangeiser, who we were hoping to have her last year, but we ran into some issues that prevented her coming. And she's a very interesting writer and researcher on dealing with radio art from political and geographical, social geographical communications, and these kinds of points of view.
She's researched with Tetsuo as well.
And Nina was just saying that she's researched on with Tetsuo as well. So she has a kind of connection that way. But so they both are people that are very, very interesting, and will have equally as provocative things to say as we've had in the past.
Well, that sounds great, and I guess our listeners will look forward to listening again. As most years, we're talking to Nadine Thoreau-Copeland and Darren Copeland from New Adventures in Sound Art that run the TransX Transmission Art Symposium, and they are reminding us today that the deadline is approaching soon. What is the deadline again?
February 28th at 11:59.
11:59. So,
Eastern Standard Time.
And there's not a 29th this year, I guess, right?
It's not. No, I'll get an extra day.
So you got to be on time this year, and that's a deadline for papers and performances. And anything else that the folks in Radio Land should know?
Well, we have a really amazing group of people on the folks from Kunst Radio on board, Elizabeth Zimmerman and Heidi Grundman, as well as a wide array of artists and academics, including Gregory Whitehead, Helen Thorington, Don Sinclair, Jim Ruxton, Tetsuo Kagawa, Dan Lander. So we've got quite a good review committee, so your papers will be seen by the best in the biz, so to speak, when you come to transmission art from an international standpoint. And all of these people on the review committee are quite supportive of what we're doing. We're going to have quite an array of performances on the same weekend as the symposium, and anyone coming to the symposium, of course, gets into all of these performances for free as part of the weekend activities. There'll be workshops. We will be having our standard micro radio transmission workshop that will also be part of the weekend. And last year,
Steve Bates?
I don't think it was Steve Bates. It was the other Steve. I've forgotten. He managed to create a hybrid between a contact mic and a micro radio transmitter. Mm-hmm. That was quite amazing, actually. So you know, it's open-ended. It's open source.
Well, great. We'll have to have you guys back in April, I guess, to preview things for May. Because things run throughout the month?
Throughout the month of May, yes. We'll be beginning May 1st with a network performance online.
Yeah, we're looking at, we've been talking to Bart from the Yodel and Hi-Fi project to do a translocal Yodel performance. So we have, instead of yodeling through the mountains of New York, we'll be yodeling through the internet across the world. So.
Throughout the wires and canyons and the inner tubes, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, emphasis on inner tubes. It'll be inner yodeling.
All right. Well, Nadine and Darren, thank you so much for calling in today. And we'll, I guess, talk soon and be listening in May when the TransX Transmission Arts Symposium comes around again.
Great. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thanks for calling in very much. On the Saturday afternoon show, we will listen to a little more William Baczynski, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.